Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham. Looking at the official clock, this is your 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time update on Hurricane Florence. Let's start off with the satellite. The big thing I want to talk about here is let's just look at the size. Let's just look at the size of this hurricane. Take that size, and once you put it over land, you can see how much of that land and the size, the sheer size of this system, and how many people are going to be impacted by this very dangerous hurricane. And really, the 8 a.m. update we have, the latest is 130 mile an hour. But listen, it's really important. You're going to have natural fluctuations in that wind speed. That's not really the point here. The point is we're still going to have major impacts along the coast, where we have a hurricane watch and also a storm surge watch in the areas all along South Carolina up to the Virginia, North Carolina border. Any of these areas could see some dangerous storm surge, dangerous hurricane force winds, and that's what we're going to be keeping an eye on. Remember this cone. That's where the possible center could be. And watch with time. Anywhere in that cone, you can have the center. And the distances, this thing really slows down once making landfall, and that's going to compound the issue, especially with the rainfall. And this is the other big point. 40 miles away from the center, you have those hurricane force winds. And listen to this, 150 miles away from the center in this area in yellow, tropical storm force winds. And that's going to be particularly dangerous associated with the rain and looking at the trees falling and power outages. So we really need to be prepared for this dangerous storm. I did mention the rain. When this thing slows down, this hurricane is going to produce torrential rainfall, life-threatening flash flooding. And it's not just a coastal issue. Some of these areas could get 15 to 20 inches of rain, and isolated areas, 30 inches of rainfall. And that's going to be dangerous for flash flooding, not just on the coast. We're looking at all of Virginia. We're looking at almost all of North Carolina. So places all the way up into Maryland could see some torrential rain. And remember where these gradients are, where these colors are close together, that can shift a little bit as the track shifts with time. We did mention storm surge, and particularly we have a storm surge watch for portions of the South Carolina coast all the way up into areas along the Virginia-North Carolina border. Any of these areas could receive over 3 foot of storm surge. And I did want to zoom in and really talk about this. This isn't just a coastal issue. And you have all the storm surge on your barrier islands and also portions inland. But look how far the storm surge can stretch. You look at the Pamlico Sound, water coming in towards Greenville, piling up, and also over here towards New Bern, North Carolina. Any of these areas where the water comes in can't go anywhere and then gets trapped. And this is really showing our saltwater flooding. And then if you compound the issues with the freshwater flooding, it's a very dangerous situation. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center's operation area.